This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization on Thursday declared that the coronavirus epidemic in China now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the decision to declare the coronavirus a global health threat is not a vote of no confidence in China. On the contrary, he says WHO has full confidence in China's ability to control the outbreak. However, he adds it is urgent that countries worldwide act together to control this unprecedented outbreak. The WHO Emergency Committee says it is still possible to interrupt the virus spread, provided countries take strong measures to detect the disease early, isolate, and treat cases. The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American citizens returning home from China are talking about their experiences dealing with the spreading coronavirus. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
People arriving at Los Angeles International Airport say fears of the virus definitely impacted their visit.
Nobody goes on the streets.
Every shop is closed.
There's nothing to do. It's not fun at all.
Judy Zhu visited her family in Shenzhen.
There's no symptom for the first 1 to 2 weeks, so that means you could carry virus without knowing that.
Li Jing's family is in Chengdu, away from the epicenter of the virus.
I believe they can contain, especially, outside Wuhan. But within Wuhan is kind of very hard to say.
More U.S. air carriers are stopping flights to China because of the virus. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News.